Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise where we have 973 friggin' days, 4 frickin' hours, 56 frickin' minutes, and 7 friggin' seconds left of this friggin' Obama nightmare. And then that's when the work begins. That's when we really gotta get busy. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, you know it as well as I do, and if you don't, wake up. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's going to be a very, very, very busy news day. And there's lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are still out there, that are desperate to take away your freedom. So, we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All right, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bozeman Mate, shift colors. God, I love that. I love that air, man. Nothing like that salt air. And you got a whiff of that here on Long Island, too, man. We're right there by the ocean, man. We got a hurricane that comes through here, we're screwed. They had one a long time ago, I guess in, what, 60s, 70s, 80s, something, I don't know. I wasn't here. I can't even remember the name, but I hear people talk about it. I don't need them. Send them bastards somewhere else. Anyway, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, got a couple of twofers. I always got too many damn things before I get into anything. That's why we never get into anything, because we're always getting into everything. And that's the way it is with these frickin' liberals. Jesus, Christmas, God Almighty. Anyway, we're going to have a very special Memorial Day show Monday night. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do yet, but we're going to make it worth it. We're going to find something. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something. And again, this Saturday, May 24th, 2 to 4 p.m., if you're anywhere near Boston, make damn sure you find the Massachusetts Stupid State House. If you care about people, if you've got any frickin' humanity in you at all, and you care about people other than your fat, stupid self, well, then you get down there. And support her, Justina Pelletier. Yeah, I know, she's at another nice, comfortable place and seeing the family, but the problem is she's not at her home where she needs to be, along with tens and hundreds and quite possibly could be millions of kids out there. We don't know the numbers. There's no way to find it. Well, there is. We just need to look for it. We need to start asking questions, start probing. And I do feel that. I do sense something's in the air. Now, I know this Operation American Spring didn't get off to the biggest boom that it was supposed to. I read reports of Glenn Beck, and I read a little bit. He criticized it a little bit. Now people are turning on him. I mean, I'm glad that we have that passion in here, and I'm glad that, you know, that we're not accepting. There's people out there that just simply aren't going to accept anything. No, you're either on board ship, man, or you're treading water. And there's a lot of sharks out there, and, you know, you got to find a way to climb on board or you're going to get eaten. That's why I play that song at the beginning. That whole song at the beginning is about regret. And when you listen to them boneheads that are talking, oh, Hillary Clinton, she's done so much. Oh, she's just amazing. I guess that's the word around camp eyes. I hate that. Everything's got to have an eye at the end of it. I never say hippopotamuses or hippopotami. I never say that. I say hippopotamuses, and I really don't give a damn. I don't care what it says in these stupid goddamn dictionaries and all this crap. What difference does it make? It doesn't matter to Hillary Clinton. Why the hell should it matter to me? It's conversation. It's language. If you understand it, what the hell difference does it frickin' make? Well, it's not in this book. Well, it means you can't say it. Well, what are you going to do? Give me a word ticket? Shut up! It's frickin' words. And yeah, I do murderate the English language. Sometimes I do it on purpose, and other times it's just my complete frickin' ignorance of it. I can't figure this out. I can't keep up with it. Certainly can't keep up with all these goddamn rules now they got. I mean, I thought it was bad in, like, high school in the 80s, man. But now this is so blown out of frickin' proportion. I mean, where do you start? Well, right in front of you. That's where you start. There's battles everywhere, everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, there's a goddamn battle. You don't have time to blink, much less take a frickin' nap. Nap, sleep, no. There ain't no sleeping, no. We've been sleeping long enough, and that's the frickin' problem. But that must be the word there on the campuses. Whatever the frickin' word is. Amazing. You got to say she's amazing. Why is she amazing? How is she amazing? What has she done? I don't know. I know the only couple of things that I do know she was in charge of, she screwed up. She had one goddamn task as the so-called first lady. If you watch goddamn television, she was the president. Bill was the first gentleman. You know, he's out there with his little interns and, you know, God only knows. He's out there on Pervert Island with that one friend of his. Opens up his little magazine there, and he gets to pick out the little baby. For Christ's sakes, man. You think anybody look into that? No. Why? Well, he's a Democrat, and he's Bill Clinton. He's beloved. And Hillary's running for president, so we've got to protect her. Why are you protecting her? Did she protect, Ambassador Stevens? Did she protect him? Let's see, I'm looking at all this stuff here. I got all these news reports, and I got all these websites. I don't see any evidence of that. How about Tyrone Woods? She do any kind of protection for him? Let me see. I find nothing in here. I'm looking in the Constitution. Maybe it's in there. No. Sean Smith? She do anything? She protect him? No. Glenn Doherty? No. Did she protect that filmmaker? Didn't he have a First Amendment right? I thought he did. It says it right here in my Constitution, the copy that I got. Maybe it's me. Maybe I just got the wrong freaking copy. I don't know. That could happen. Maybe this is all. Maybe the copy that I got is just filled with misprints. But I'm reading the First Amendment that I got. It says right here, freedom of frickin' speech. Can't be abridged by Congress, which it means you can't do it either. People think that this Constitution is only for the government to follow. Only for the law enforcement to follow so they can get off on some kind of charge that they got busted on. They'll use a constitution against the law enforcement. Well, sometimes it is warranted. And sometimes it may not be. That's why you got to go to court, figure all this stuff out. But the public doesn't seem to understand that this constitution, the public has to follow it too. Which means you're going to have to put up with people with their speech, whether you think it's hate or not. It's still freedom of speech. You can go around talking about, you know, killing cracker babies and killing Christians and anything you want to, as long as you're a Republican. But if you talk about that stuff against a Democrat, well, then that's, you know, that's heresy. You can get into trouble with that. But if you care about people, Justina Pelletier is still not home, and there are literally tens of thousands that we're more than likely sure of. It has to be. Quite possibly in the hundreds of thousands. And God help this country if it's in the millions. That would just be devastating. Could it be? Look, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm not surprised by a goddamn thing anymore. The Boston's popular radio talk show host, Mr. Jeffrey Cooner, which I still don't know anything about him, but I do like him. He's out there fighting. He's out there doing something. He's organizing. Get to the Massachusetts Stupid State House Saturday, May 24th, 2 to 4 p.m. And again, Memorial Day night, we're going to have a special. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. We'll figure it out. Play it by ear. Now, let's get to the scuttlebutt of the day. Administration finally breaks their goddamn silence on the jailed Marine there in Mexico, but says absolutely not nothing. Wait till you get a load of this BS that these guys said. I mean, this is getting, look, I mean, enough is enough with this stuff now. I mean, come on. I mean, even liberals are starting to think a little bit. Wait a minute. I mean, you can't keep telling these amount of lies. They keep going and going and going. And just, they don't care about anything. I mean, what are they doing? Do they have any? What are they doing? What projects are they working on? What are they doing? I don't know. Doesn't seem to be doing a hell of a lot, but their budgets keep getting bigger and bigger. That's not an argument. Well, the Republicans, they were filibustered this, and they voted down all the security at the embassies, which they did not do. You didn't vote to give your Congress. No. That money for the security comes out of the frickin' State Department. And no, you can't blame Republicans. They just blame Republicans for everything. They blame Republicans for Benghazi. They blame Republicans for what's going on now with the VA because they had a filibuster. I mean, my God. Look. They doubled the freaking budget since, I think it was, what, 2005, 2007, whatever that stupid number is. I don't know. The point is they doubled it. And what happened? Well, the problems got worse. It didn't get better. So where did that money go? What did you do with the money? If you needed all this money, okay, fine. Look, if the vets need more money, give it to them. Okay, everybody I think can understand that. At the time had a couple of big wars going on. Guys coming home all banged up. They're going to need some help. Now they get themselves all overloaded. They need more money. Okay, fine. Everybody can understand that. Nobody seems to have a problem with it. I don't. But we're going to take that money. And you're going to give people bonuses? For Christ's sakes, bonuses? You don't get my bonus? How can you get a bonus? What they're doing is they're trying to manipulate the numbers to make it look like they have progress. So it looks like it on paper. They don't care what it looks like in reality as long as it looks good on frickin' paper. Paper? I mean, that's all it is to them. Everything with liberalism, it's all superficial, everything. Whatever's just on top, however it looks, if it looks good, then it is. Smells good, well, then it is. But is it good? No. They're going to put it down on paper. Oh, yeah, we got 6% unemployment. Look at that. We got the numbers down. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went out there and I saved that economy. Yeah, first I started with Detroit. Yeah, I saved that city. Actually, first, Al, you think about it now, the first city I saved was Chicago. Yeah, I organized that community. Yeah, murder capital of the world. No, yeah. Well, at least murder capital of the United States, anyway. I mean, what are you freaking kidding me? Come on. I mean, this stuff is too much now. I mean, no, look, I'm sorry, but you can't keep defending this crap. And you're starting to get people that are still hanging on, and it's embarrassing. It's literally embarrassing. It's pathetic. Well, we got a clip here. If I could ever shut up long enough, we're going to get to it. But getting at the story, this Marine still stuck in jail, in Mexican jail. Been there for what? Since when? April 1st or something? April Fool's Day. Jesus Christ. But I think it was like early April. So he's been in there for a while. And those are not nice, nice jails. Have we gotten anything from our government? Did they even make a call? Well, we're going to find out what they did. See, they can't be bothered with all of this. You know, I mean, they can't be bothered with real tasks. They need to just go out there and make a speech, say that we're committed to climate change and we're going to, save the planet and we believe in peace and love and rainbows and unicorns. That's all they want to do. They just want to make it look like they're doing something good. So they manipulate the numbers. 6% unemployment. How can you have 6% unemployment when you have 91.5 million unemployed? or underemployed, which underemployed is still, you could consider that unemployed. I guess maybe that's that new Common Core math. Maybe I need to brush up on that. Maybe I can be able to understand some of this stuff. But you know it, I know it, they know it, everybody knows it. And I'm sorry, but people are getting fed up, man. Something's coming to a head here, man. And I am glad to see that there are more and more people finally waking up, and I think this VA mess, this might just catapult us into something. I hope it does. Maybe this might catapult us into some real change. The real change doesn't come from a goddamn speech. Real change comes from the people. If they demand it, they want it, they're going to find a way to get it. Well, I think that's what's happening. Something's coming to a head. And liberals have no more excuses. They can't defend this stuff. But you still get some stragglers on. You're still going to get them, the diehards, no matter what, because their egos are so big, they just simply cannot admit that they're wrong. And for what? I don't know. I don't know what the price is. I don't know why they do it, but they do it. And we keep voting for more of it because we don't want to admit that it's really going on. Well, it is. Well, I'm glad to see that there's people coming together. Maybe this might catapult. Maybe Operation American Spring might take on. And even if it doesn't, to me, that's a start, man. Again, you can't complete anything unless you start it. And that's what it's all about. Okay, maybe next one, but it's something else. Maybe it's a little bigger. Maybe next one, they call it something else. Until they find one that works. Doesn't really matter what the name is. You can call it anything you want to. You don't even need a name. Or just get a bunch of people together and say, this is BS, we're not taking it anymore. We've had it. You got to do something. So if there's something you think that will work, well, try it. You're not going to know if it's going to work or not unless you do it. Look, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You do something else. As long as you keep trying and you keep doing it. George Washington lost more battles than he won. Actually, I don't think there was one winning general in any of the armies in the Revolutionary War. They were getting their ass kicked at every damn battle. I mean, that's a little bit of exaggeration. We did win some battles. But the point is, I mean, we did lose a lot. And it was looking not too good. But what got us over the hump was the fact that we're not going to surrender. We're not going to give up. We're going to win this. We're going to win this war. That's why the Seattle Seahawks won. They went out there on a mission. I know I keep talking about them. That's all right. They went out there on a mission. We're here to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to win. Well, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. You just keep getting out there. Good for them, man. I support anybody that does any of this stuff. Doesn't matter what you do, man. You just keep fighting. The more fights you can fight, the more fights you're going to win. It's a simple numbers game. Even Common Core math can figure this out. Idiotic, stupid State Department spokeswoman, that Jen Psaki or Psaki. I don't know if the P is silent or not, but I know who she is. She irritates me, all of them. I can't stand any of those spokesmen they have for the State Department. My God, both of them, all three of those women. I don't know if that new one, she still does it. I think she retired or got moved over somewhere. God only knows. But all three of them, I mean, my God, not very pleasant people. Not for nothing. Look, I know they're dealing with the press that are going to ask you a lot of tough questions, but, you know, can you answer it with a whole lot of less attitude? And that one blonde, I mean, just shut up. me, got that squeaky little goddamn mousy voice. And just shut up. All of them. Look, if you can't tell the truth, just shut up. Just say that the meeting's canceled. Stop wasting our freaking time with this crap. But now she's out there. She's in, you know, defense mode. Gotta defend it. Gotta defend the king here. Gotta defend the administration. Gotta defend the State Department. But nobody wants to defend this Marine stuck in a goddamn Mexican jail. Nobody wants to defend him. He went out on the battlefield and defended you, but you don't want to defend him? Huh? Did you go out on a battlefield and shoot people and have people shoot at you to defend him? Is that what you did? No, you didn't. You went upstairs to dinner. Then probably have a nice long phone call. Call up one of your old enemies. See if you can make amends. Jesus Christ almighty, man. I mean, first of all, this should have been done like, I don't know. I can't seem to understand why the Marine Corps, somebody didn't find out about this within a couple of days somewhere. I know he's on. Well, there's another story. He gets, we'll get to that. But this was made public, and we do know that the president gets his information, not from his advisors, not from Valerie Goebbels. He doesn't get his information from any of the aides and all the staff that he has. He gets his information from the television, watching MSNBC. Watches CNN. That's where he gets his information. Right there, the television. Well, once he found out about it, I mean, he could have made a call. Said, wait a minute, that's one of my Marines? One of my combat veterans was out there fighting for me? Busted his hump? Getting shot at? Watching his buddies get blown up? Well, I'm going to get on the horn here, and I'm going to call that goddamn Mexican president over there. I want to see about getting this boy home. Did he do that? No. No. But this stupid Jen Psaki or Psaki, who knows if the P is silent or not? Who knows? I know who she is. She's snotty. They're all snotty. They're all little brats. But she confirms that the Secretary of State, John Kerry, raised the issue. Ooh, what the hell does that mean? He raised the issue. During meetings this week in Mexico City. So here we have John Kerry. He's in Mexico City. He's in Mexico. And she goes on to say that Sergeant Andrew Tamaresi has been visited 11 times by the U.S. consular officers. Well, isn't that nice? They came and seen him 11 times. The U.S. consular officials. Wow. But how come nobody's got him out of jail then? If you came to see him 11 times, what were you doing to see him 11 times? Why were you there 11 times? I mean, the guy's been in jail for, what, a month and a half? So probably, what, once every 3 days? Well, a California representative, Duncan Hunter, she's tried to bring this to national attention. She goes on to say that this big question is, what are you going to do from here? Kerry bringing it up evidently hasn't gotten Andrew out of jail. Well, yeah, that's true. We just covered that. And this stupid Psaki, of course, she's not going to go into anything. She's not going to say very much. she's out there trying to make it sound like it's a big another one of these Republican conspiracies. But you can't figure out why people are making such a big deal about it. It's only a Marine. He was carrying guns. He shouldn't have had guns in his vehicle anyway. What does he need guns for? Serves him right for having guns. If he didn't have the guns, he wouldn't have been in jail. But he had guns. He's a goddamn Marine. Marine ain't worth a damn if he ain't got his gun. I mean, I'm sure he can, you know, throw a couple of good punches, but if you got a gun, it ain't going to matter. I mean, I just... We've been very engaged, she says. Very engaged, really. So what have you been doing for what this whole time? How engaged? What do you mean by engaged? Huh? Oh, that's right. You sent officials 11 times to do what? These night shows had to switch to rum. Grog is only for the morning shows. Pretty good rum, too. It's all right. We'll make it. We've been very engaged, she says. Really? Really? Within a foreign country, a U.S. citizen is subject to that country's laws and regulations. So our hands are tied. That's why the governor in Massachusetts couldn't do anything about Justina Pelletier. My hands are tied. See, I'm in on the game. I'm making money off of this. So my hands are tied. I can't do anything. Why would they not? I mean, you've got the Secretary of State in. First of all, somebody should have called. This should have been just a phone call and would have been done. And if the Secretary of State called and failed, then the president should have got on the horn. What are we doing to these veterans, man? And why are we doing this? This makes no frickin' sense to me at all. Why are we doing this? I don't get it. It just seems to me that we're still in war over there. We still got guys over there in Afghanistan. So we're still in a war. And we got one of our guys that comes home from the war and something happens. We never leave a man behind. That should be the motto of all services of America. We never leave a man behind. This is unacceptable. We don't leave any men behind, period. And when they come home, we definitely don't leave them behind. I mean, it just goes to show you, I mean, how civilized are we? Look what we do to each other. We're kidnapping kids just so we can get another test, so we can get a bonus. We can keep our job. We can drain the taxpayer's kitty so I can have a phony baloney job. We can kidnap these kids, throw them in rooms by themselves. Don't give them any medical attention. Why would they do that? How can you get to that level? I don't get it. But how civilized are we? Look what we do. We give weapons to the Mexican drug cartels. We give weapons to Al-Qaeda, which in turn is Boko Haram. They get weapons. All these terrorist groups, we were given weapons to them. We weren't actually giving them, but we were facilitating the weapons transfer. Why would we do that? These are people that want to kill us. Why would we do that? I'm just wondering if those weapons they didn't use against us weren't ours, or not ours, but I mean those weapons that they acquired from those weapons transfers. We also got a report that there was 400 surface-to-air missiles that were stolen, either at the facility there or at the annex building. exactly where they were. I think it was the Annex building. I got the report here somewhere, but I'm not going to go looking for it. Fact is, there was 400 surface-air missiles that were stolen. So not only did they keep the weapons that they had, but they got 400 more of them. Surface-to-air missiles are... Well, they can do some damage. They can take airlines down while they're flying in the air. That's why they blamed it on a video, and they've got that filmmaker in jail. They went so far to cover up their devious little deeds to throw an innocent man, as far as I'm concerned. Look, I don't care what his beliefs are and this and that, whatever. But he does have the right, the First Amendment right. And for them to throw this man in jail and blame it on him. And the father, I think it was Tyrone Woods' father. It was one of them. Hillary Clinton looks him right in the eyes. Says, we're going to prosecute. We're going to find that filmmaker. We're going to prosecute him. And they did. Lied right to his face. His son's body is now, what, 20 feet away? He's staring at the casket with the flag draped over it. And this woman comes up and says something like that to him? And they get away with this? And Nancy Pelosi is bored? Nobody's going to lose any sleep over this, according to old Charlie Rangel. Nobody's going to lose any sleep over this. Ah! Such a long time ago. My God, we've given all these documents. Yeah, you've given all these documents, but they were all redacted, and they weren't the right documents. We want the real ones. Maybe we can get it now with this. I don't know. But anyway, getting back to this guy, this Marine here, stuck in a Mexican jail, and we've got John Kerry over there. And where did he say here? Here's some quotes over here. He spoke Thursday to a staff at the United States Embassy. So he's at the U.S. Embassy there in Mexico City, and he's given a speech. What did he talk about? Did he talk about anything? Did he talk about anything like that? Did he talk about anything? Did he have any kind of meetings? Well, he did have a meeting, and he brought it up. Sergeant Tamaresi. By the way, Sergeant Tamaresi, yeah, he's stuck in the jail. By the way, okay, we brought it up. Let's go to lunch. If you brought it up, why is he still in jail? You would think that John Kerry, Secretary of State, you got a Secretary of State, he's over there, should have been on the phone, should have been a phone call. That's it. Look, release our boy. All right, release our boy. Let him come home. Did they know? No. So instead of addressing one of our Marines is stuck in this jail rotting, and we don't give a damn, what did he talk about? Well, he talked about the need to meet the challenge of dealing with unaccompanied children who crossed the United States border. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. John Kerry. They're not unaccompanied. They're escorted by the Mexican drug cartels, which in turn our Homeland Security then takes those, what you claim, unaccompanied children out of the hands of the Mexican drug cartels and hand delivers them to their already here illegally alien parents. Is that what you were referring to, Mr. Kerry? Huh? Is that what you were talking about there at that embassy? Then he goes on and he has concerns about too many guns going from the United States to Mexico. I wonder if he was referring to operations like Fast and Furious, perhaps? Is that what you were talking about, Mr. Kerry? Huh? Is that what you were talking about? I mean, how can these guys go out there and start talking about this stuff as if they didn't have anything to do with this? Well, no. Well, there's too many guns going from the United States into Mexico. Yeah, because we're facilitating it. That's how they're getting there. What the hell are you talking about? Jesus, God damn it. Well, looks like my brother's on the line over here. Wonder what kind of news he's got here tonight. All right, you're on, Meathead.
All right, Deke.
What do you got?
What are you talking about tonight?
I'm in the middle of a show here.
Yeah. Well, am I now?
Yeah, so are you. I'm talking about that Marine that's stuck in Mexico. God damn it, I can't... It's one phone call away. It should have been done already. Is it done? No, it's not. What are they doing? John Terry's over there in Mexico.
Correct. It should have been done, but that's an easy game. We don't. That's not even... That's dumb. But Jim Kelly had his last chemo.
What do you mean,
Huh?
What do you mean, easy game?
I think it's an easy game. Just get it done, but... Yeah,
okay. I thought you were talking about something else. No, I know. It's a phone call away. Hey, our boy's over there. He's a combat veteran. You know, get him out. You know, and if not, that's sending the Marines over there. We're letting their goddamn guys go. We're letting all their rapists and their murderers and their child molesters. We're letting them guys go. But why can't they let this guy go? What did I say?
I can't repeat it because then I'll be in trouble.
I don't think I said anything. I didn't say the F word.
You probably didn't.
All right. Well,
I don't recall that one.
I don't know what I said. I stand by whatever the hell I said.
All right. Good for you. Here's my story. That's all I got for football news. Jim Kelly had his last chemotherapy, what do they call it, session.
Oh, man.
And he should be getting out.
So it looks like, what do you mean, he's getting cured?
Well, I don't know. If they stop chemotherapy, apparently there's a reason for stopping it.
Oh, I thought that there was a chance that, you know, that they were just giving one extra, like he got it. But no, it's pretty much done. That's sad, man. That's sad news, man.
No, I mean, I think it's done because it's over. I think he beat it.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, I think he beat it. I think it's done because it's done.
Oh.
That's terrific.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I didn't know which way you were going. Either, you know, if they were quitting it because, you know, there was nothing more they could do.
Yeah. No,
or
apparently I worded it wrong.
Yes, you did.
No, you heard it wrong.
No, I didn't hear it wrong.
I don't word anything incorrect. You hear it wrong.
Well, no, that's...
I'm looking at a poster of Jim Kelly right now.
Well, that's good. He's got sick kids, too, man. Every one of his kids has
got
something.
Everybody's sick in that thing. Man, God bless him.
I'm
for his family and him.
Well, wasn't it...
Give it the good fight, buddy. Give it the fight.
Well, wasn't it like 6 months ago that he didn't have very much time left at all?
I think they called him off for a while, yeah.
I mean,
you saw him play football. The guy never gave up.
I know, but I mean, the reports that I was getting, I mean, they had him damn near in the grave.
Yeah, I think they dug it at one point, but had to fill it back
for
in.
Him. Well, if he beat it, good
no,
for him.
No, absolutely. God bless him and his family. I hope the whole family just kills everybody or something.
Good, man. Good for Jim Kelly.
That is
he
all
tried... his voice, man. He, you know, I really like listening to him talk, but it was hard to listen to him because it was so, you know, but.
Why, was he on the radio for a while?
No, he just did stuff. You know, they're always doing stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't do much. He was one of the quiet ones. He just kind of snuck away after football, like Favre. Never see Favre anymore either.
You know, Favre is actually pretty funny. I'm surprised he didn't. Well, see, he's not really broadcaster type, you know. I mean, but I think he'd be good.
He doesn't
though.
Like it.
Yeah.
He's funny. I can't wait till Manning gets out into the Hollywood scene because Manning is probably the funniest I've ever seen.
I think Peyton Manning would, I think he'd be a good analyst.
He's funny.
I think he would be a good analyst. I don't see Eli.
Not analyst. I want to see him doing all kinds of commercials and stuff because he's funny.
Oh, those commercials. But
oh, come on. Doesn't matter what he does. It's funny. Is Papa John's? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I like those commercials. I do.
They're hilarious.
No, I don't see him being being that much of an analyst. But I mean, no, good for Jim Kelly, man. Good for him.
Yeah, I'm on his and his family's side. Let's see him go.
Well, hey, good. How old is he? He's got to be 50 something, close to 60.
78 or so, something like that.
No, oh, he ain't in 78, Jim. No.
I hope he's listening. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hey. Does he still, where does
what
he
else
live?
Are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about that Marine that's jailed in Mexico. I got Nancy Pelosi, which is your girlfriend. You love her.
Oh, she's, I only love her from the...
she is your
swan. I can't
swan.
Even say it.
Yeah. She is your spawn. You are her. I can't stand
her. She's something else.
I mean, this woman, I mean, they're just the dumbest freaking woman on
she
planet.
She is something else. I don't know where her thoughts come from. She was probably an attractive girl at one point.
No.
She blew it. Blew it with her mouth. She blew it. It's over. She just ruined it.
When it speaks, it must be slapped.
Yeah.
Shut up. You know, just go away. Her husband has got to be, I don't know, very, very, very patient man. Otherwise, he's got to be just a complete moron. But
think about it. Nobody's ever seen him. Does he exist?
Well, they've made a lot of money there in Congress.
Okay.
He gets all these contracts and all this crap. He's some kind of, I don't know, he's some kind of an investor or something.
You know how he gets them.
But,
I don't care. Good for you. Do your thing. But, you know, get out of everybody else's life.
Well, you're Oregon over there, which I know you love. I know you love Oregon.
If Oregon would float away, I'd love life.
Well, they're what they call Cover Oregon, you know, their
their health care.
Yeah, that Obamacare website crap.
That's working out real freaking good right now.
Well, they're doing everything they can. They're firing people here left and right. Well, there's a guy that is still now collecting $14,000 a month he was in charge of Bruce Goldberg is his stupid name. He was the director for this Cover Oregon.
I know.
Well, they started firing everybody because nothing was working, and they're still doing it by paper. But even if you do it by paper, it still has to go through healthcare.gov. So, well, anyway, this guy got into some other position, and he only received $3,500 a month, or $4,200, something. $3,600, whatever the hell the stupid number is. And then he got moved again after they thought everything was done. They moved him again, and now he's still collecting $14,000, $425 a freaking month. $14,000 a month to be ahead of something that doesn't work.
They're not doing anything. If they were attempting to make it work, okay, possibly. I think that price is still high. But if you're attempting to make something work, you should be compensated. But they're not.
Well, exactly.
Doing zero.
Look, I think they should get, especially if you're working for the taxpayer, you should get paid for what you do. Now, if you earn that $14,000 a month, I don't have a problem with it. But absolutely not.
But he's doing nothing.
But if you didn't earn it, you don't deserve it, and you're taking from the American they're milking the American taxpayer. I mean, they're giving their friends. Everybody's got these cozy little salaries. They're getting all these bonus checks, and they're just draining the kitty dry. And people keep voting them into office.
I know.
I don't know. If I had that answer, I'd be a goddamn gazillionaire right now.
I mean, if you can buy – now, listen, I'm a salesman, but I can't sell everybody. There's no chance in hell. How are these guys that are just so phony selling the American public? I don't get it.
Not only do I not get, there's two, this is a twofer. Not only do I not understand, one, how they can go out there and blatantly lie when they know that anybody with half a broken wet noodle for a goddamn brain knows that they're lying. And then to
you
make
it again.
Worse, that you have, oh, that word. Oh, okay. Well, I accidentally, oh, okay. But anyway, good. I'm glad it wasn't something completely, totally different that I shouldn't have said. All right, it makes me feel better. Like that last time you told me that one time, you idiot.
Yeah.
When you told me I said that one word, and I was like, I was freaking out going, oh, my God, no. But anyway.
Well, you did say it that time. I recall that one.
No, I didn't. I went back to the archives, and I found it. Did not
say it. I heard it right outright, man. It was blatant.
But how, again, on the second part here, how the hell people, how the hell could they possibly believe this and defend it? And I've got stuff on here, man, and people, they're still out there defending it. Most people are waking up with what's going on with the VA, but they still have people that are defending it no matter what. They're defending them. They're not defending, you know. I mean, I just, Todd Logan, he was all over
Logan,
Facebook.
Hey, man, I got to have a chat with him.
Well, I posted something on Facebook, and of course, you know how libs, they got to get on Facebook, and they got to start lecturing you on... And then they bring up these facts and figures and numbers. Well, the stats say, and there was a filibuster over here, and there was a this, and there was a that, and all these, you know, the 10% of this and 5% of this. Don't give me
excuses.
Stupid facts and figures. I don't want to hear that crap. When veterans are put on a secret list and not given care, I don't give a damn how they got there. The fact is they got there, and something needs to be done about it. Don't blame Republicans. Don't blame this. Don't look. Stop it. And anybody who had anything to do with it, obviously they got to be punished. But, what else?
Listen, facts are facts, and you can read some facts different ways. Okay?
I
understand that. Yeah, you can read them different ways, and I get that. And that's yes, you can.
No, you can't. Well, if you're a liberal, you can read it the wrong freaking way.
You can read facts two different ways. Everybody's got their own little opinion, and everybody's got their own way to read whatever is going on. But listen, the way they read it, everything they read is just so far, just out, gone.
I don't know how they get there.
I don't know how they get to the point where they believe that.
I don't know how they connect the dots. Like you say good morning to somebody, and that's racist. You say this, that's racist. That's this, that's
yeah,
that.
It is.
They got all these goddamn ists and isms and all this stuff, and I can't keep up.
You said it again, buddy.
I know, but that's all right. But
I'm watching you.
I can't keep up with it. Cannot keep up with any of this crap. I don't know how they can.
I don't know how they can believe what they believe.
I don't
that's
either.
That's what sickens me. That's what really sickens me, that they wake up tomorrow morning and they're going to still say, yeah, I still believe that.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know. I have no idea what's in their freaking brains. I have no clue how you can get there unless you have to have a lazy mind, because they only see what's ever on top, man. They don't just, if it looks good, it is good. If it smells good, it is good. If it sounds good, okay, well, it is good. It sounds good. It must be good. Yeah, but it ain't.
If it talks like a duck, how that goes.
Yeah, well, not really. I mean, look, you know that this stuff isn't working. You know it's not going to work. So what they do is they start cramming more money into it. Like Obama wouldn't even double the goddamn budget from 2005 or 2007.
Say it again.
I know. He doubles the budget. And the problems only got worse. So why is it always money? And it's never their money. It's your money. And that's what they're doing. If they had to spend their own money, oh, man, things would be done just like that. But they're not. So
I heard a phrase today that made me laugh. I think I was watching The Five, which great show. Love that show. There's a little plug for you. What's her name? Dana.
Dana Perino?
She's adorable. She's adorable. Anyways, they were on, she wasn't even on today, but regardless, they called him a limousine liberal.
Oh, I
just thought that was brilliant. No, not to me, it's not.
Wow.
I guess here, I'd never heard it.
Well, limousine liberals, yeah, they can have the money. They can have, I mean, Al Gore's got this big, giant, super-duper jumbo friggin' jet. He flies around spreading all of his carbon footprints all over the planet Earth, destroying, killing polar bears. And, you know, he can have
it runs on corn oil.
Yeah, it runs on corn oil. But, I mean,
right,
what is home? All right, good. I got to get go. Well, that's
I got no more football news. That's the only thing I got. Jim Kelly's going to survive, it sounds like, which is great.
Well, I mean, reports not even 6 months ago, I mean, it looked like that was it, man. I mean, they were making funeral plans, picking out caskets. And,
let's not go that far.
Well, no, that's the report that I got. And now when you say they're getting they're finishing up the chemo, that's good.
Held up a sign in front of the camera, last chemo done for the, forever. So
good for him.
I was pretty happy to hear that. He was always my favorite. So
I know he was. You were a big Bills fan. But he went four times to the Super Bowl.
So what? At least he made it there.
Four times in a row. How many people have made it once?
I know. Give him a break. He made it four.
I do. I give him a break. He's in the Hall of Fame. How can you not give him a break? He's a good quarterback.
Elwood or Erdwood, whatever his name was, he's the one who blew it. They would have won that game.
Well, can't blame it on the kicker.
Laces out, Dan.
Laces out, Dan. Laces out. All right,
Deke. I got to go.
All right. See you later.
Go smell a rose.
All right. All right, now where the hell were we? Well, we already covered all this. But before I get going and open up my chest here, with this Marine in Mexico, this is how screwed up, this is how incompetent our government is. This is how, I mean, again, their job description, there's nothing in there that says you must use common sense. It's something that you have to have. And if somebody notices that something isn't working, well, fix it. Well, this kid is still in jail. Combat veteran, still in jail. Our stupid Secretary of State's over there at the damn embassy in Mexico City, but he brings it up as an issue. Oh, by the way, one of our sergeants, by the way, well, he gets an order to muster from the Marine Corps telling Tamaresi to report to the 4th Civil Affairs Group in Florida on June 14th. Well, he's still got time. Maybe he can report. We are among the elite citizens of our nation who, if needed, are ready to answer the call to defend our freedom, reads the May 9 order written by Sergeant Major M.E. Sprague, which also reminds the recipient that once a Marine, always a Marine. Why don't we have these Marines crashing down the gate, breaking him out? If they won't release him, we're releasing their prisoners, the murderers and the rapists and the child molesters. We're releasing their prisoners. Why can't they release one of ours? Why can't they do that? And if they're not going to, bring in the Marine Corps. Bring them in there. Break them out. Bring in Jack Bauer. That's what this country needs. We need a Jack Bauer. I love that show, 24. I'm all wrapped up in it. I scoop it all up, man. I lap up all that. I mean, it is, look. I mean, it is what it is. It's make-believe. It's television. You can go into dreamland. Then you can come out of it. But I like to go into it every once in a while. It's kind of, you know, you forget about reality, and then when you come back to reality, well, you're a little fresher. But I love 24. This is turning out to be a pretty good season. I mean, the last few seasons got progressively worse really quick. But it still was 24, and I still lapped it up. I still had to watch it. Couldn't miss it. Had to have it. Had to get it. Couldn't get enough of it. I like shows like that. There's nothing wrong with it. So what? Makes life sometimes worth a, you know, just a little entertainment. Everybody needs entertainment. But goddammit, we need somebody. Somebody needs to go over there. I mean, this president will take time out to call a gay football player, which who cares, first of all. Why is it always the first this, the first that, first this? First gay person, first African-American person, first Native American person, first Liechtensteinian American person, first female Jewish for Jesus American. God damn it, I can't keep up with all this crap. How about just that the best person for the freaking job got it and move on? Stop picking billets, man. Well, we don't have a woman over here, so we need to just hire a woman. Well, we don't have a black man over here, so we're going to hire one of those. We got too many white men, so we're going to have to get rid of them. And white women, they're not worth, you know, forget them, screw them. We need some Asians over here, and we need some mixed people that got all kinds of stuff in them. That way they can get along with everybody. We'll make them in charge. That way it's not racist. That way this person over here has got all the different races in him, so that means he can, you know, he can say things to all of the other races. I'm trying to figure these people out. I can't. But, I mean, what the hell? He gets a goddamn report for order duty. Freaking letter. His mother went, what the hell? So she calls up the Marine Corps. They understand, there's a, you know, they know, yeah, okay, yeah, we know, but are you fixing it? No. Will it go on his record? Yeah. Will they fix it in time? Probably. I don't have any faith it will. I mean, I just can't figure this stuff out. I mean, I just can't understand the amount of incompetence in this government. I mean, maybe I just have been paying far too close attention the last number of years. Maybe that's it, the last 10, 15 years. Maybe that's the problem. But the more I pay attention, the more I just find out that I just can't. I mean, it's not that I can't believe it, but I can't understand the why. What's the purpose of it? Why? I don't get the why. Confuses the hell out of me. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder any booty today. We talked a little bit. Pelosi finally picks her team for the Benghazi probe. We'll find out what she says, this woman. And then again, we've got another cut here. This Smichael. You ever hear him? His name is Basil Smichael. I ain't making it up. That's his name. Basil Smichael. He's some kind of stupid reporter or something. He's a talking head that was on, I think it was Fox. I don't know. I found it somewhere today. God only knows where I found it. So we're going to play that today. You're going to get a feel for how these people are really thinking, what's really on their mind. Every once in a while, these people screw up and they tell you what's on their mind, and they're honest about it. Every once in a while, they get very candid. Well, we already know it, but, I mean, they're just reaffirming it. But it's okay. They can do that. They're Democrats. But we're going to cover that. And this is the stuff that you have to watch out for. You have to pay attention to. Got to know who the hell these people are. And don't stop accepting it. You don't have to. You don't have to accept it. Nobody says that you have to. There's nothing in this Constitution that says you have to accept whatever the hell the government tells you to do. No, you don't. There's nothing in here that says that. You don't have to accept that. First Amendment gives you that right that you don't have to accept that. And you can petition your government for a redress of frickin' grievances. And we've got a lot of grievances. A lot of them. They're all big grievances. They're not itty-bitties. They're big ones. So we'll find out Pelosi. I mean, she's just this is so boring. I can't believe this. We need to be in Congress and getting a jobs bill. Now they want to talk about jobs. There is no such thing as a jobs bill. More government jobs. That's not a job. That's taking money out of the private sector, you dummy. You dingbat. More than 10,000 toddlers are medicated for this stupid attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's called being a frickin' child. That's what it is. Parents and teachers don't like the fact that they can't just program this child, this creature. It doesn't. I'm pushing all the keys and nothing's happening. It's still going to do its own. That's right. That's your job as a parent. Your job as a teacher to teach. Sorry, but those are the responsibilities. That's nature. All animals. They all do it. Well, there's some animals that, you know, just lay their eggs and let, you know, fend for themselves, turtles. But the point is, most animals do. Humans do. Well, we used to. I thought we did, but evidently we don't. We've gotten so used to this computer, you just go into it, you program whatever you want, and it spits out everything that you need. People don't understand that human beings can't be programmed. You got to teach them. They're not going to do what you tell them to do just because you say to do it. You got to give them a reason to do it. You got to talk to them. Teach them. This is why you're doing it. And this is what happens if you don't do it. It's called teaching. You got to take time out. I know your busy schedule. I know Kim Kardashian's on. Got a big old bag of Cheetos right there. Couch is comfortable. It's warm. Dog's been sleeping on it all day, so it's nice and toasty warm. CNN will not be shamed into covering Benghazi. We're not going to be shamed. We're not going to be shamed in covering four of our American brothers that were brutally murdered, one of them who was raped and cattle prodded and burnt. And CNN does not want to be shamed. Shamed into covering that. Well, I can understand you, CNN. I wouldn't want to be shamed into having to cover that either. They want to cover global warming instead. Yeah, that's what I thought. We touch a little bit. The ex-cover Oregon director, Bruce Goldberg, still collecting his monthly salary of $14,000 a friggin' month. To screw things up. And they're firing everybody. Everybody's getting fired, but nobody's losing their pay. People going on administrative leave. And this guy's still going to be able to collect, once he finally gets, they finally fire him, he's still going to be able to collect all these benefits. I mean, how do you get away with this crap? How do these people get away with this? And why? Meanwhile, you can have a joint in your goddamn pocket. You'd be thrown in prison. There's a story of this kid was selling, he was making marijuana brownies. And he was selling them. Well, now they want to put him away to jail for he could get either 5 years to life for marijuana brownies. I think they found like $1,600. $1,600. Woo, wow. And they found like a bunch of pot, you know, and a bunch of brownies. I mean, come on. Look, whatever. But come on. We don't need people, kids like that, in prison for 5 years for making marijuana brownies. Not for nothing. We need to reserve the prisons for, like, you know, bad people. You know, like those people that attacked that little embassy there in Benghazi and killed four of our American brothers and injured a whole bunch of them, that they won't give the amount of people that were injured, who was actually injured. They won't give the exact amount of how many actually died. But they're the most transparent administration in American political history. Yes, they are. We can see right through them. There's a story here at the cops looking for a bank robber, pointing their shotguns inches away from people's faces. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Look, I know you're looking for a robber, but you don't need to handcuff everybody looking for... This isn't 24. Okay, they'll do that on 24. That's television. That's not reality. That's television. Again, these cops, they don't seem to want to respect that badge and what it really means. But we all want a police force. But we want a responsible police force. Force that bothers me. It's the damn police force that bothers me. They've got far too much of it. They abuse it. And they're getting away with it. Well, we're a cop. We got a badge. And if we say you did wrong, well, then damn it, you did. They're out there being judge, jury, and executioner. They don't need to go to a supervisor. They don't need to go to court. They don't need to follow our Constitution. They can look in your vehicle. They can look in your pockets. They can search you, tip you upside down. They're a cop. They got a badge. They can do what they want. Well, no, you can't. There's reasons for that. No one's saying that we don't want you to get the bad guys. But we don't want you to punish the good guys in the frickin' process. Well, look at this. There's a land grab. The president is trying to get 500,000 acres in New Mexico and designated a monument. Guess why he wants to do that? That's right. It's a monument, which means there's no roads and you can't go in there. You can't get police cars in there. And they want more Mexicans to come across the border. That's the only reason why he's doing that. What is he doing? What is this president actually doing? He's giving weapons to Al-Qaeda, giving weapons to the Mexican drug cartel, letting all their prisoners out, or our prisoners out. They're people, but our prisoners. Letting them all out of jail. I mean, they're child molesters, rapists, murderers, drunken drivers. Just hoodlums. They're in freaking prison. Letting them out, free to roam the streets. Free as a bird, but our Marine, our combat veteran, who was out there fighting for the president, risking his life, watching his buddies get blown up, the very people he's putting weapons into their hands or shooting at him, he's still stuck in jail. But you want to call a gay football player? That's more important. But you won't call Mexico. Say, let this boy out of jail. He means a lot to the country. He fought for my freedom. Think maybe he could do that? Well, I think he could, but he won't. Otherwise, he would have. But he'll give a speech about the VA. Reading from the heart. You don't read from the heart. You speak from the heart. That's another thing I'm sick and tired of these goddamn politicians doing. You want to speak to me? Speak to me. Don't speak at me. Speak to me. Oh, this is a funny story. God almighty. You know, it serves this guy right. There's a North Carolina restaurant, and they post this big sign. This is the in thing to do now, to post signs on your window. Gun-free zone. Weapons are not allowed. No guns. And they think that's going to prevent crime. I know. But to a liberal, yeah, that makes sense. So there's a sign right there that says gun-free zone. Means you can't come in. Well, this North Carolina restaurant posts up this big sign saying no guns allowed. Guns and sailors, keep off the grass. Well, he posts a sign, and it wasn't too much longer, and, he gets robbed at gunpoint. Authorities said just before 9 p.m. Sunday, three men wearing hoodies. Uh-oh. That's racist. Authorities said just before 9 p.m. on Sunday, three men wearing hoodies entered the restaurant through the back doors. They had pistols and forced several staff members to lie on the floor. They assaulted two employees during their little crime, but no one was seriously injured. Well, that's a good thing. But they had guns, and they kept people on the ground. That's what they were there to do. Crowd control with the gun. Then they can rob the store. Take all of the money. But no guns are allowed in here. Yeah, that really worked out real well, didn't it? Every one of those schools with the mass shootings all have a big sign, gun-free zone. It's not the gun. All right, let's get in here. This is Nancy Pelosi, who, it's such a burden for her. I mean, this is another thing. Why do they look at these people as burdens? Benghazi is a burden. A burden. Four American brothers murdered. God knows how many were seriously injured. We can't get the numbers. And God knows how many were actually killed. And this is boring to her. She can't understand why we're still at this. Well, we're still at this, Ms. Pelosi. It's because people like you are defending a crime. You're protecting a crime. First of all, the weapons deals that they were doing, that was criminal enough. But then to get rid of our security, to facilitate... Obviously, to facilitate something, but to show these people that, well, see, we don't have the security, so that means we trust you? This is their thinking? Look, you're over in one of the most dangerous zones on planet frickin' Earth, and you don't get rid of your security to show the bad guys that you trust them and you're good, and it's okay, we're going to be friends. You don't do that. They're the enemy, you idiot. So it tells me either they're completely incompetent or it was done deliberately. I don't know. I mean, both are equally as bad. Both had the same result. People died. People got seriously injured. Knee injuries. But she's up there just, you know, just reluctant to have to do this. It's such a burden, such a bother. We've already been there, she says. Oh, age reviews have been conducted in the House and the Senate. 25,000 documents have been released. Millions of taxpayer dollars have been spent. Oh, you want to talk about millions of taxpayer dollars spent that were wasted, sweetheart? What, are you kidding me? First of all, you got no freaking room to talk about taxpayer dollars spent. And 25,000 documents? Okay, don't, again, they were not the right documents. And the documents that they did get were redacted. What does the number mean? Well, we sent over 25,000 documents. That's all the liberals hear. Oh, okay, well, you can send over 25,000 documents, but none of them have anything to do with anything. What the hell's the point? Well, it's 25,000 documents. Oh, yeah, oh, okay. It was not necessary to put the families or the country through this partisan exercise once again. This is a partisan exercise. Why do they think of this as partisan? How is this partisan? Wasn't Ambassador Stevens a Democrat? How is this partisan? I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know where that could come from. Other than they're just trying to protect the White House and the State Department, which I've got a cut we're going to get into. Well, I'd like to know, I mean, if these people had actually done their freaking job in the first place, like kept up the security, not been doing weapons deals with Al-Qaeda, Maybe we wouldn't be having a hearing right now. Ambassador Stevens would still be alive. Tyrone Woods would still be alive. Sean Smith would still be alive. Glenn Doherty would still be alive. All the other ones that we don't know that died, they'd still be alive. All of those that were very seriously injured and probably going to have, well, life-altering injuries, I would imagine. They wouldn't have them. But see, the government didn't do the job. They were more interested in their own little greed, their own little egos, their own little power. Human life doesn't mean anything to them. As long as they win, they make out. They look good. That's all that matters. Well, Republican Elijah Cummings, which you all know about this creep, and he is a creep. This guy is he's on one of my my top creep list. This guy is a creep of all creeps, this guy. Washington Rep. Adam Smith. California Rep. Adam Schiff. Another California rep, Linda Sanchez, and an Illinois rep, Tammy Duckworth. Old Fancy Nancy there says she agreed to have the demo. She agreed to have. Oh, it's up to her. I agreed to have Democrats join the investigation to make it a fair process. Really, make it a fair process. Is that why you put it there? Yeah. And to bring openness and transparency to the investigation, really. How can these people sit over here and talk about transparency and openness? How can they possibly get up there and use these words and think that we are that stupid that would believe them and can take them seriously? I can't. What, are you kidding me, Miss Pelosi? Come on. Come on, sweetie. Come on. This is what I can't understand, how these people can actually do this. It's my fault. I mean, I guess it's me. because I am so far not that way that I can't understand how people are. Again, my brain cannot process that. Why give any validity to this effort? I do think it's important for the American people to have the pursuit of these questions done in a fair and open and balanced way as possible. Really? Fair and open and balanced, which means do everything that we say without question. Then she goes on to say, now this is where she just slaps people in the face, man. Just slapped America right across the face. Oh, by the way, two families have communicated with us saying that they don't want to take us down this path again. By the way, two families have communicated with us saying don't take us down this path again. Two families. Who are these families? Were they Chris Stevens' family? Tyrone Woods' family? Sean Smith's family? Glenn Doherty's family? Is that the family? Is that what you were talking about? What two families? Two families can be in anybody. It can be any two families. So who were these families? Why will you not name these families? Where did this come from? Did you hear that from your little imaginary Republican friend? Huh? Huh, sweetie? Who are these two families? I haven't heard Chris Stevens' parents say that. Or Mr. Woods, Mr. Smith, or Doherty. I haven't heard any of them. So who were these families, Miss Pelosi? And why would you say that? Huh? This is what I don't understand. Do they not understand that these are real people that died? These are real people. Those are real people that were killed. She's trying to protect the king. Why? Do you think you're going to, what are you going to get out of it? Has the king promised you something if you protect him? You stand by his side? Is that what it is? Look, I don't care who it is, man. I don't care what party you are. I couldn't protect that. I couldn't go out there and protect what this administration has done. I couldn't go out there and defend that. Lie to the American people like that? Oh, two families have communicated with us saying they don't take us down this path again? Who? And that's supposed to mean what? Oh, we got two families that said don't bring us down this path again. Okay, so we're just gonna tell old Trey Gowdy, just pack it up. Don't bother trying to get to the real truth. Just pack it up, Mr. Gowdy. Go home. Don't worry about it. Committee's broken up. Just go home. We got two families that called in, and they said, don't bring them down this path again. So let it go. Is that what we should do, Nance? Huh? They have called, she goes on to say, they have called the new inquiry a political sham to energize core GOP voters for midterm elections, embarrass the Obama administration, and rough up former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for a potential 2016 presidential candidate. These people think that's what this is about, the elections. This isn't about the elections. They're about the elections. This isn't about embarrassing Obama's administration. They're about that. They think it will embarrass the Obama administration, and who cares if it's the Obama administration? What does that mean? Doesn't matter any administration. You do something like this, I don't care what administration you are. No. This is government. Who cares what the stupid party is? The Secretary of State? Hillary Clinton, her little presidential run? That's what this is about? We just want to just beat up Hillary Clinton? That's what this is about. This is about the 2014 midterm elections. That's the only reason why we've got this committee hearing. And to embarrass the king. and to discredit Hillary Clinton. That's the only reasons why we're having this. It has nothing to do with those four American brothers that we lost. God knows how many were actually injured. We can't get the right numbers. We can't talk to any of the witnesses. Can't talk to the people that were there. So let's listen in here. Now, again, liberals will every once in a while. They screw up. And they let the cat out of the bag. Well, this is Smichael. This Basil Smichael. This guy's a knucklehead. But go ahead and listen to this. Listen to it, and then we're going to talk about it. So let's go ahead and play this guy. Then we'll get
on the committee, or a full compliment, Nancy Pelosi decided to go the whole banana. What do you think about that?
You know what? I think it was a great decision on her part, because ultimately what the Democrats want to do is be a part of the conversation. If the Democrats had not been seated on this committee, Republicans would have an unfettered opportunity to push out their argument, their talking points related to what's happened in Benghazi, without the Democrats really being able to defend the White House, quite frankly, and defend the State Department. So this was a...
You see what I'm saying? It's not about defending the four American brothers who were brutally murdered. No, this is about, we got to get liberals in there. We got to get Democrats in there so we can protect the White House and we can protect the State Department. Why didn't they put this much effort in there to protect our ambassador, Mr. Woods, Mr. Smith, and Mr. Daugherty? Well, we got to protect the White House. We got to protect the State Department. Why? They're guilty. Why do you want to defend them? Why do you want to protect them? Well, if the Democrats didn't join in, well, the Republicans would only get out their talking points, and we wouldn't be allowed to get our talking points in. First of all, Mr. Smichael, this isn't about talking points. I mean, where does that even come from? How is that even on his mind? Does he understand the issue? It doesn't appear to me that he does. I don't get the impression this man understands none of them do. They don't seem to understand the magnitude of the situation. These are four people that actually died. And our government blamed it on a video, so we wouldn't find out that they were doing illegal weapons transfers with Al-Qaeda. That's not somebody you want to defend. You got to defend the State Department? That's Hillary Clinton. They're out there protecting Hillary Clinton and the White House. For why? Well, because they're Democrats. And if there's a Democrat that's guilty of something, well, then all the Democrats look bad. No, it's that person who did the crime. He's the one who looks bad. But to them, they must have only the Republicans are bad people, and Democrats are not. So when a Democrat does get in trouble, they all gotta jump over there and start defending them. Doesn't matter what the crime is. Fact is, they're a Democrat, and you gotta defend them, gotta protect them. Well, let me tell you something there, Mr. Smichael. This is not about frickin' talking points, except for the talking points that was given to Susan Rice. But this is not about Republican talking points. It's not about Democratic talking points. My God. Get it? I mean, this is not about elections. This is not about defending the White House. This is not about defending the State Department. It's not about bringing down the White House or the State Department. It's about bringing down those that were guilty. And if it goes to the White House, fine. If it goes to the State Department, fine. If it goes to Valerie Goebbels, fine. Doesn't matter. If it goes to the moon. The point is, we got to find out what happened, why it happened. And if our government was doing illegal activity, yeah, I'm sorry. But if I do illegal activity, yeah, I'm going to have to go to jail. Well, why should the government be defended? Just because they're the government? I guess once you become in the government, you know you're a special people. You're not like other people. You got different color blood or something. What makes you more special than the other? Oh, that's right. They won an election. I forgot. Once you win an election, you get all these special powers. And if you win a big enough election, you get a pin. And if you even get a bigger election, you not only get a pin, but you get a phone. Wow, if we didn't have any Democrats in there, how could we defend the White House and the State Department? That's what it's about to you, Mr. Schmeichel. Just simply defending the president and Hillary Clinton. Has nothing to do with four Americans that were brutally murdered. God knows how many were seriously injured. And God knows how many were actually killed. And he's worried about frickin' talking points and defending the White House and the State Department. Oh, and it's such a bother. Oh, we got to go through this again. We've already given out all these documents. We've given out all this stuff. And just let it go. Don't bother. We want a jobs bill. Let's work on a jobs bill. How about working on your resignation, Miss Nancy Pelosi? Start with that. That's what you need to work on. And shut up. All right, moving right along here. More than 10,000 toddlers are medicated for this stupid ADHD. It's called being a kid. They're giving this medication 2- and 3-year-olds are now being medicated because they have ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I can't figure it out, Doc. I try to program my child here, but the little bastard won't do everything that I program. What's going on? Well, you've got to be a parent. I know it sucks. Kids are going to be hyper. Hey, look, it's part of the package, man. You can't help it. Kids are going to be hyper. Some aren't. But a lot of them are. It's natural. Why? I don't know. Again, I didn't invent the human being. I just know how the bastards work. It's your responsibility as a parent, you idiot. You're going to have to take some time out of your busy schedule. You can TiVo Kim Kardashian. You can watch her later. But you're going to have to take care of your child. You're going to have to talk to them, teach them, be a part of their life. Yeah, they hyper? Yeah, okay, well, you know, maybe change their diet. Get them some jogging shoes. Let them run around. Do something. Find something. You're the parent. You can't expect goddamn drugs to do it all. Everybody just wants that quick fix. They just want to get on their computer, type in a few keys, and get whatever they want. They got a sickness, or they just want to take a pill and get it over with. So they drug up these kids, and I guess I don't know what it does to them. But you don't be drugging babies, man. 2- and 3-year-olds, and they're babies. And 2 years old, they're hyper. You would expect them to be. Right? Well, according to Nancy Rappaport, she believes that it is. She's a doctor. And she's been treating, she says, for over 20 years, ADHD. She never prescribes pills to kids under 6 or under 10 or something like that. I think it's 10. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be giving these pills to 10-year-olds. That Ritalin and that other crap. Look, you don't be drugging up these kids. I'm sorry, but no. No, if your kid is on Ritalin, any of this crap, take them off. This stuff is bad news, man. This is not good stuff. All that Prozac, all those drugs, look, the mind is a very complicated piece of machinery. You can't screw with it. Your brain, you can't be screwing with that thing. It has to operate on its own. Now, I know there's people, all this depression, that go on Prozac, but once you get on that Prozac, you can't get off of it. Once you get off of it, your brain doesn't know how to function. It's so used to having that drug make it function, now it doesn't know how to function on its own. And that's when it wigs out. You got moms drowning their babies in bathtubs, and kids getting guns and shooting up schools, and you got all kinds of crap going on. Those are not isolated incidences. People are on that Prozac. You hear about that a lot. Those are real numbers. They're on the Prozac. They get off of it, and that's when their brain wigs out. Well, there's not enough studies, first of all, for drugging these kids with this Ritalin. I mean, they're stoned all the time. So they're just sitting, and I guess they're easy to program then, if they're on the right drug. I'm sorry, teachers, but you're going to have to teach. You're going to have to put up with some rowdy kids. It's nature. It's natural. You can't get around it. Parents, you're going to have to take responsibility and teach your kid that if they're going to be acting up in class, well, they're going to have to expect a little bit of, expect some punishment. And they're going to have to learn. You can't learn anything until you screw something up. Well, kids are going to have to learn. That's part of growing up. Is you make a bunch of mistakes when you're a kid, and you learn along the way. But punishing is not teaching. There are times when you need to punish a child, and there are times when you need to teach the child. But to punish a child is not the first. That's not always the first. You don't do that first. You got to teach. I'm sorry, it sucks. But you're going to have to work. Again, I know. As adults, it's our job to teach the young'uns. But we don't anymore. We program them. We want them brainwashed. Just follow the handbook, and that's all you got to do. Well, Big Pharma is a big part of this problem. Those big pharmaceutical companies. They've got all these contracts with all these psychiatrists and governments all involved with it. They're all making money. That's why every kid is getting these doctors are out there prescribing all these pills to all these kids, and they're getting kickbacks. Everybody's making money. All these kids are being drugged so all these people can make money. For what? Are we curing anybody? Really? Are we? Two to three years old is not, I mean, how, first of all, how can you tell the kid is hyper at two to three, ADHD? They're kids. And if they do have other problems, okay, well, you're going to have to work with them. I know it's a burden. It's even a bigger burden than a Benghazi hearing. And now you got a story. There's a story. Kid couldn't learn how to ride his bike. So the mother hired a bicycle coach to teach a kid how to ride a bike. Well, first of all, that's the parent's job, to teach a kid how to ride a bike. My mom taught me how to ride a bike. The more I crashed, the more I learned, because crashing hurt. And yeah, I got hurt, and I learned. But now we can't do that. We can't do that. Parents don't want to teach their kids. Just send them off to school. Let the school do it. Parents don't want to be bothered with it. That's your job as a teacher to teach. No, it's your job as a parent. You're the first teacher. First and foremost. You're their first teacher. Drugging 2 and 3 year olds. I mean, that's just goddamn ridiculous. Everybody wants got to have that quick fix. That's lazy. That's a lazy mind. It's greedy. They get more money. It's all about money. That's why they're stealing kids, so they can get more money. Imagine that. What are they doing to children? Do we, again, this goes to, are we really that civilized? How civilized really are we? Look what we're doing to our children. Look what we're doing to our veterans. Do civilized people put their veterans, the people that risk their lives for you? Do civilized people put these people on secret lists and give them no care? Give them nothing and they just die? Do civilized people, do they kidnap children? Blame their parents for medical neglect and you throw them, lock them into a room by themselves, giving them no medical care? Is that what a civilized nation does? A civilized nation put weapons in the hands of a very big, giant group of very, very big, giant killers that love to kill, and there's quotas for you got to kill so many people per day, and we want to give them weapons? Is that what a civilized people does? Is that what we do? Huh? We put our little babies on drugs so we don't have to deal with them? Just get the little bastard stoned so we'll sit in the corner and I can watch my Kim Kardashian show in peace? Is that what a civilized nation does? Is that what a civilized people do? Is that what we do? How freaking civilized are we? Then you got to wonder, have human beings even really ever been civilized? I think we can. Parts of it. There's no reason not to be. I still can't figure out why they would put veterans on a secret list. That just how they can do that to anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if they're veterans. Those are people. Those are people. Those are people. And those kids are stealing from parents. Used as test subjects? How do you do that? I can't do that. Those are people. Those are real people. Glenn Doherty, Tyrone Wood, Sean Smith, Ambassador Stevens, those were real people. They really died, Ms. Pelosi. So that shouldn't be a burden. There shouldn't be a bother to get to the bottom of it, of why it happened. And it shouldn't have any reflection on you, Ms. Pelosi, that your beloved king was facilitating, well, crimes, was part of them. How is that a reflection on you? Why do you want to stand up and defend this person? What's going to happen when he's found guilty? Well, you're going to look guilty. Why do you want to defend him? I don't know. How can you defend him? How do you get yourself to that point where you can defend something like that? I don't know. How you can get to a point where you can brush off what they're doing to the veterans as well. We're doing everything we can. We're doing this and, you know, we're out there working. We're working real hard. I mean, we're dumping more money into it. Yeah, you're dumping more money into it. More money into all of your friends' hands. They're getting the money. They're getting bonuses and they're getting high salaries. But none of these veterans are getting any care. You've got the money. You just need to spend it wisely. That's the goddamn problem. None of them want to spend the money wisely. All right, let's move on here, find out something else. Oh, my God, we've only got 8 minutes left. Well, CNN doesn't want to be shamed into covering Benghazi. Oh. The push for global warming. That's more important. We can't cover this Benghazi. That's boring. Well, Jeff Zucker, he's the president of CNN. Well, CNN and MSNBC are having trouble with the rest of them. Well, there's reasons why. I mean, look, can somebody just come out there and just deliver the freaking news? Just come on out there and just, here's the facts. Here are the facts for today. Here's the facts. Well, everybody says that they do, but they don't. Well, Jeff Zucker said recently that his network would not be shamed. How is that shamed? How can you feel shame about covering four Americans brutally murdered? How is that shame? The government should feel shame. They're the ones who did it. But you're a news organization. How can you possibly feel any shame? Why would you feel shame for covering four Americans that were brutally murdered? And our government was involved in it. For making illegal weapons transfers. Well, they weren't actually doing it. They were going behind the scenes there. They did their best to clean their hands. And they finally found an American who would do the deal. But they wouldn't sell them American weapons. They sold them Russian and French weapons. Why would this government have anything to do? Why would they want to have weapons go into the hands of Al-Qaeda? Well, they want to topple Syria. I don't care who they want to topple. Is Syria... Okay, this Assad, is he a bad dude? Yeah, okay. There's a lot of bad dudes. But I'm sorry, but we can't just start, you know, I mean, we've had enough. I think America is war weary. We can't start bombing people. Look, if you bomb us, yeah, we need to bomb the hell out of you. Period. But we need to start letting some of these other people take care of themselves. I mean, even though I know it's a very complicated subject to talk about because, yeah, Americans, we've got a lot of interests all over the world. So we do have to protect a lot of people. It's just the way it is. But we need to start being a little bit more picky and choosy. And if we're going to allow weapons to go into the hands of people, we need to make damn sure they're not the people that crashed a bunch of airplanes into our buildings and killed a bunch of our people. And the only reason why they procreate is to get more babies to kill more Americans. So they blame it on a video so they won't get caught of facilitating weapons going into the hands of Al-Qaeda. President finds out the embassy's on fire. What does he do? Does he run down into that situation room to take charge? Planes out there? Send some Marines out there? Send anybody. Send the Boy Scouts. No. He goes upstairs and eats. After dinner, he gets on the phone, calls old Benjamin Netanyahu. Wants to apologize for dissing him. Spends 2 hours on the phone. Then, after dinner and a two-hour conversation, so at least a good 2.5 hours have already passed by, probably closer to 2 hours and 45 minutes, could even be closer to three. So you think by now that he would run down into that situation room? You think by now he'd run down there? No. Valerie Goebbels runs down there. But we don't know where the president runs to. Did he go to sleep? What did he do? Did he go downstairs and practice his bowling? Did he try on his new pair of mom jeans? What was the president doing? And why would one of your advisors go take charge of the situation room? Our embassy's being attacked. Ambassador's nowhere to be found. We got people dying. People are blowing up. The place is on fire. And the president is nowhere to be found. Well, Mr. Zucker says, so we're still there whenever that happens, but we're going to supplement that with some different kind of storytelling. He was referring to, he would not be shamed into covering Benghazi and any other stories unless they had real news value. Benghazi obviously is not real news value, but something that doesn't exist, like global warming, that's important. We must discuss global warming. Climate change is one of those stories that deserves more attention. Really? Climate change. Well, climate is constantly changing. It's called climate. It has no choice. Most of our weather, most of our climate is everything that's up there in the cosmos. And we just got a 90-second deal. I can't believe I was trying to get into this, but that's all right. We'll cover the rest of this tomorrow. I know it's a different time. Not very many people know that I'm on at this hour. But those of you that were listening, I want to thank you very much for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.